Was this the Vineland the Vikings' legend said they saw? If so, the glimpse was soon forgotten. Centuries passed. The map was blank, till Iberians, looking for a quicker route to the Indies, stumbled instead on a strange continent. Vast, unhumanized, a virgin wilderness. The land lay in her long sleep, waiting to be woken by Western man. Quite empty? No. There were noble savages, Indian tribes, tillers and hunters roaming freely through the forests and plains, well content with their way of life. Came to these shores and encountered the Indians, it was goodwill at first. Gifts were exchanged and treaties sworn. Presently, though, became more civil. Till we broke with England to be our own masters and founded a republic. The first on earth where all men should be equal and free. Immigrants were needed. Immigrants came. Most were poor, peasants and such from the underlayers of the old world stratified heap. They streamed to join us, men and women, a million a year. These came by choice. As they crossed the Atlantic, they looked forward with hope. Unlike those earlier luckless millions who were made to come, torn from their African homes by force. Rejoicing though for Indians, we wanted their land. With war and whiskey, we worsted them. America, a land of great plenty, with promises to keep. Our frontier lands are fully settled. Overcrowding is our headache now. So we've built superhighways and automobiles to give us freedom of movement. We have pinned our hopes on our machines. Pinned our hopes on our machines. However, for our rare moments of escape, we have managed to preserve a few landscapes that are still wild. Here we still may wander by ourselves and fall again under the spell of nature and re-enter her magic circle where we lived when we were children. Precious places are few and far between. Solitude and privacy are not easy to come by in a mechanized world. machines we have made obey us and couldn't care less for the consequences. If we want it that way, they will lay waste the earth, loot the land, and leave behind them an irredeemable desolation. Yes, we are free in our greed to let poisons befoul the streams till the fish die, discommodate cities, turn smiling fields into junk graveyards and garbage dumps, let noxious effluvia fill the air, polluting our lungs. Pleasant places exist, of course. Comfortable retreats where the air smells good, the nights are quiet, and where one can forget about all the problems of the world outside. For the unskilled, the unschooled, there is now no place in this world neither on the land nor in the city. Nobody needs them, and they know it. Us and wonder what we're worth, for much they see dishonors the richest country on earth. Shamefully we betray our noble dead if we after 200 years cannot or will not see more clearly what is meant by certain truths that they believe self-evident. On each of us depends what sort of judgment waits for you, for me, our friends, and these United States.